My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. We're raising a bunch of money for the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation today. You'll hear more about that throughout the show.
Yeah.
We've got the...
It's for the kids.
We've got... Yeah, good job. Keep it friendly. We've got the U of H AD, Eddie Nunez, coming on at 7:30 to talk about that a little bit. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Deshaun is back in everybody's life again in a non-football way. We'll get to that at 6:20 on the show today. Yeah. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I was... I had to take care of myself, so I went to bed very early last night. So I got to watch some of the first half of the Jets game. I didn't get to watch the second half where Sauce Gardner was absent mysteriously. So I woke up this morning trying to sort all that out, and apparently he just got the wind knocked out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But the game last night I was intrigued by because Aaron Rodgers looked good enough, right? But just not quite the old Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be running around all over the place, and the scramble drill might not be as magnificent. But I could totally see where he could end up having a very good season.
I could see it. The lens I watch all these teams through that are on the Texans' schedule is, okay, yeah. What do they make me feel like? What does this version of this guy make me feel like as a Texan fan? Because the Texans play the Jets Thursday night football, Halloween night. Week 9, they play. If the version of Aaron Rodgers that I saw last night is the version we get on Halloween night, I feel really good about the Texans' chances. There was nothing super threatening about the version of Aaron Rodgers that we got last night. 13
feel
to 20.
Like you're going up against a solid accountant.
I mean, 13 to 21 for $167. He didn't do anything with his legs. He threw an interception that was kind of a. It was his fault because it was a tip drill. But the pass got, you know, it was not something that bounced off Garrett Wilson's hands and into somebody else's. Like the Niners player batted it up in the air and a Niners DB or linebacker, I think, came down with it. Then Malik Collins proceeded to get an unsportsmanlike conduct. So he's showing up for the Niners there. The Jets got waylaid last night. There's nothing really about Aaron Rodgers I saw that scares me. There's nothing about the Jets really that scares me. Just this Jordan Mason.
Yeah.
That was the big news, Seth, before the game last night, especially for fantasy owners, is that there was no Christian McCaffrey, probably no Christian McCaffrey this coming week. Apparently, according to Jordan Mason, he knew on Friday that he was starting. So fantasy people are livid today that they had McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey was saying he was going to be just fine. He misled you, fantasy owners.
Yep.
He screwed your whole lineup.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's the right thing to do for Christian McCaffrey. He can't care about fantasy.
No. Game. So this Jordan Mason comes in, and he 28 carries for $147. He looks really good, and it makes me wonder, like, okay, why are the Niners paying $23 million or whatever it is to a running back when they just plugging these guys in, like Mason and Mostert back in the day and Elijah Mitchell and the killer
M. Honestly, I think that, look, Christian McCaffrey, kind of like Saquon Barkley, right? Like, he's going to provide something in the passing game and as an overall threat that not many people can provide. So, like, Christian McCaffrey puts stress on the defense in terms of, okay, what kind of personnel do we have on the field? And sometimes it's hard to quantify all that. But it's a vote for the system. It's a vote for the 49ers and what they do, which is a lot of what Bobby Slowick does, obviously. But I think that I thought of Joe Mixon versus Dameon Pierce. So in that game, in a very limited sample size, Dameon Pierce came in for three carries, had 5.3 yards per carry. It looks good. But when you watch those plays, you can see where, man, there's still a big difference with Joe Mixon. Those three carries that Dameon Pierce had, I think Joe Mixon possibly either has a touchdown or averages 7 or 8 yards per carry on those. But Dameon was doing just fine based on the blocking that he was getting and everything else. So, you know, not making a direct player-for-player comparison, I think that Damian's going to be in a better spot this year with more opportunities for positive yardage where he doesn't have to just make it all on his own.
Yeah.
And it's early. You know, Dameon might pick up steam as he goes along. But the run game for the Texans this year, which we've been saying all offseason, if you want to be a genuinely elite offense, you got to be able to run the ball when a team decides to take the pass away. They were very much able to do that, both with Joe Mixon and Dameon Pierce. So I think last night was a vote for the system and a quarterback running the system adequately.
Yep.
So, And, also good for just, all right, the Jets, whatever the Jets become, it's not as scary right this moment for week one than maybe it could have looked.
Well, it was 32-19, and they scored a garbage touchdown from Tyrod Taylor at the end of the game. This game was a 20-point hammering by the 49ers, and the 49ers are going to hammer a lot of teams by 20 points this year. To the Texans, I agree. Like, Dameon looked good. It's not going to be 30 carries for Mixon and 3 carries for Pierce all season long. So he's assuming he's the number two guy. And I can't assume anything else at this point. I know Cam Akers looked good in the preseason, and I know there's people that probably want to say, well, maybe sometimes the matchup will dictate that Cam Akers. Now, if Dameon Pierce is healthy, it appears that this head coach and the GM, you know, Nick and D'Amico, both really like Dameon Pierce. He's the number two guy until he proves in the regular season that he's not. Moving forward, the games are probably going to look a lot more like 20 carries for Mixon, 10 carries for Pierce. You can't go 30 and 3. I know you said going into this game that you called it. Like, you called exactly what this was going to look like in the Colts game on Friday when I asked you who the second leading rusher was going to be for the Texans. Yeah. And you said, I think it's probably going to be a wide receiver doing end arounds. And you were pretty damn close with that prediction. But it can't be that way every week, or else Joe Mixon will be in a hospital bed by the bye week.
Well, it can't be if it's a game where you run the ball 30 times.
Right.
You know, it could be. There will be plenty. I think there will be multiple games this year where your second leading rusher is a wide receiver, because that's another thing you can do to offset when teams are playing deep and the safeties are sitting back on their heels. Okay, there's room for end arounds there. So I think that we will see that. But, yeah, in a heavy running game, you want to get to the point where, especially if they can put away a team early, or at least be in position to put away a team early, and you really want to run the ball in the second half, then it's going to be a steady diet of various running backs. And, I would much prefer it not be Joe Mixon all the time.
Right. This was a game where I feel like it's the most, in my opinion, the most important game on the schedule. It was the road, you know, the second best team to you in the division on the road. It's the season opener. We're going to get off to a good start. So that is a game where you go, you know what, Joe, you're going to touch the ball 30 times. You know, Joe Mixon will not be carrying the ball 30 times against the New England Patriots in week six, I would guess, that kind
and
of
then
thing.
I think defensively for the Texans, just going back and watching this morning, just trying to start to go through situational football and everything, Jimmy Ward's a conundrum at this point. And Kalen Bullock was out there, got quite a few snaps, made some plays, obviously. But I think that it was a combination of either Jimmy Ward just not being the guy he used to be, but also some things he can clean up in terms of reads and leverage and all of that. So there's room for improvement there after week one, where not everything was perfect at all. Part of it, too, is you got to credit Anthony Richardson that you're facing a mobile quarterback where the defensive line is trying really hard to be disciplined in their pass rush so he doesn't leak out of the pocket.
Yeah.
And on some of those deep balls, you were getting an okay pass rush, but it was also they were just really trying to compress the pocket. And a guy like Anthony Richardson's capable of making, like, that one play that the first Alec Pierce touchdown, which by NFL next gen stats was like the third longest air yards ever thrown by a quarterback on
he's
a
he's backing up off
game.
His back foot.
Right, and it was a good pass rush, yeah. Right? I mean, it was right. It that it wasn't like he sat back in the pocket forever. It was an imperfect position from which to throw the ball.
No doubt.
That's the nightmare of going against that's going to be the nightmare of going against Anthony Richardson as long as he's healthy. Both the good and the bad in that game was he's very capable of making plays like that, but he's also very capable of airmailing a wide open receiver multiple times.
Yeah.
And it over the course of a season, that's going to bite them. That's going to keep them from being as good as they could really be. But on any given Sunday, it just sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's so random. You got to be on alert all the time for
that
stuff.
Yeah, there's a ceiling on that team with this version of Anthony. He's got to get to be at least average at throwing the intermediate stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, you know? I'm surprised in Indianapolis, they are just gushing and excited because in their minds, and I base this on media reports, but also just people attacking me on social media from Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you for finally getting 3G up there. But I think that this is exactly who Anthony Richardson has been and still is. It's like, oh, yeah, you see the upside. If you didn't know he was capable of that and you're a Colts fan, you're a damned idiot. It's the you got to start worrying about the boring stuff.
Right.
This guy's got to do the boring stuff. The easy pass on third down for first down, the airmail. Like, if you can't do that stuff, you're not going to be a good NFL quarterback.
Dude, the easy pass on third down. We got a quarterback that can make, that can throw absolute just lasers on third down. Have you seen the end zone view, the all 22 view of CJ's 3rd and 11 throw to Nico?
Yeah.
It looks computer generated. It doesn't look real from that angle. It's crazy.
It looks like, you know how they always describe landing an airplane on an aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
It's like landing on a postage stamp
in a
storm. That's what it looks like. It looks like he's landing. It looks like he's landing an F-14 on an aircraft carrier on a stormy day,
and he
just nails it.
Dude,
nails the landing.
It's like he is like a carnival act. Like he threw it through a football shaped hole, but he did it from 60 yards away. There was this much space.
The NFL skills competition.
Yeah, it was wild, man. Go find it. It's crazy. All right, hey, we're raising money all day today for a cause that means a ton to us here at Sports Radio 610. The My Home Library program, if you're a longtime listener, you know that we're real passionate about this here, and not just at Sports Radio 610, but all of Odyssey. It's the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, and we've worked with them for years, and this year's no different. 74% of Houston school children are considered economically disadvantaged. 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books at all in their homes. 60% of Houston area kids enter kindergarten each year lacking the required reading skills. No books in the house is a huge reason for that. So we want to help change that. So we're asking for your help to transform a Houston child's life with the gift of literacy. Text new books, all one word, N-E-W, books, to 41444. And all we're asking for is a donation of $30 because that buys a new home library for one Houston kid. So $30 gets them a library of 6 books. They get to pick out their own books. We've been at the book selection events where the kids pick them. The looks on their faces is priceless. They love it. So right now, our friends at Reliant are matching all the donations. So it's double the money. 30 from you, 30 from Reliant. Donate now. Send us a photo of your receipt, and we'll shout you out. Help us help Houston kids by texting new books to 41444. There's an area where you can put notes in there, too. Put notes, put Texans, because we're in a little bit of a competition with Eric with a K, who's one of the DJs on the Morning Bull, the Morning Bullpen. He's a Cowboys fan. It's terrible.
I didn't know that.
He's a Cowboys fan, Seth.
Oh, yeah. Eric helps me out a lot with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
In a big
but
way, but now I don't know if I can accept that help anymore.
I know. That's one glitch. He's a Cowboys fan. So he's having his listeners put Cowboys in there if they're a Cowboy fan. We want to obliterate them. Put Texans in the notes and so we can obliterate Eric and the Cowboy fans. All right, up next, Deshaun Watson is back in the news. It ain't good. And it's got Cleveland burning to the ground right now. We will get you up to speed. It involves Houston. Not the Texans, but just the city of Houston. We will get to that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.